Today at Mincha, we began leaning and learning Sefer Shmot. The Ramban calls Sefer Shmot the Sefer of the Geula, which of course makes sense because the first part of it deals with the Geula from Mitzrayim and the model for Geula for Klal Yisrael in the future as well. Yetziat Mitzrayim is the quintessential Geula. It's interesting though, the second part of Sefer Shmot seems not to deal with Geula. It deals with the giving of the Torah and the building of the Mishkan. So why is the Sefer as a whole called Sefer HaGeula? The simple explanation seems to be that the Ramban understands that Geula includes not just leaving Egypt, but also the concretizing of our Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It includes the receiving of the Torah, which is the basis for that Kesher, and the building of the Mishkan, which expresses and allows for the maintained Kesher. In addition to this name of the Sefer, interestingly, the Bahag calls Sefer Shmot the Sefer Hasheni. The Netziv in his introduction to Sefer Shmot asks why the Bahag sees it as the Sefer Hasheni instead of having some different identity to it. The Netziv explains that Sefer Shmot is the second of the couplet of Bereshit and Shmot. Bereshit is, of course, the beginning of the world, the creation of the world. But that creation is not complete until the Jewish people emerge and coalesce from Egypt and at Matan Torah. That's why the Bahag calls it Sefer Hasheni, because it's a process that completes the first one. Bereshit bar Elokim, Rashi quotes Chazal who tell, Bishvil Reshit, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reshit. So the Geula of the Jewish people, which culminates with Ma'amad Har Sinai and the building of the Mishkan, is the completion not only of the destiny of the Jewish people, but of the world, its creation and its goals. This is critical for us to remember and reflect upon as we think about building ourselves as individual people and as a people. Creation, physical existence, even emancipation and separation in building our own state is only the beginning of the Geula for us and the world as a whole. Shavua Tov.